Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And we are really happy to welcome both Shona Putnam and Lila Hogaveen to visit with us about the Cass County Museum and things going on there. Shona, things going on. We want to start right there. What's going on?
Well, this coming Saturday, we are having our Christmas open house, and we will open at 1 o'clock with our fundraiser, which is a pie auction made by wonderful pie makers around Cass County. And that will be starting at 2 o'clock.
Okay. And how long will you be open?
We will stay open until...
Okay, nobody leaves.
Normally we close at 4 o'clock, but if we still have people there, we will stay open.
Well, I know people have a great time visiting
yes,
with each other and so on, in addition to buying yummy pies. And lots of things going on there. And if you haven't been to the museum for a while, you decorate beautifully for Christmas.
Yes, thank you. This year our theme is Santa.
Santa. Imagine that.
Yes, it was Nutcrackers last year, and this year it's Santa.
So do you have you collected a lot of Santas?
Yes, we have.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And again, we may talk about this later, but people do donate items to the museum, and that's how you get some of those things.
Yes,
quite a
absolutely,
few of them,
absolutely. But we do, this year we are bringing everything from small 24-inch tall to life-size Santas. We're bringing those in.
Okay. So, we all better be good because we're going to have
yes,
Santas
we will.
Looking over our shoulders. So let's talk to Shona about this pie auction. Now, I think this is the second year for it, Shona.
This is our second year for it, yes. And we're very fortunate to have Chuck Regan agree to be our auctioneer. And Chuck knows most everybody in the county, we swear.
Yes.
And he always makes it a really delightful, fun event for us. Yes. And we're so pleased that he's agreed to do that for us again.
He makes lots of comments and draws people in. And I think he shares, sometimes when people bring a pie, they bring some information about it, a story with it.
Yes. The idea is that the pie makers, and there's a wide variety of them from around the county, Shona will share some of those stories with you in a minute. But when they do their pie, the pie, hopefully, has a little background story. And some of these are just quite delightful. So many of them are traditionally made every year in their homes, usually for Christmas. But anyway, we're just very fortunate that we have volunteers who are willing to make the pies and deliver them to us and have them ready for us to have an auction. Okay.
Well, many people are proud of their pie making skills. They may not go around saying I make the best pie, but they really they do feel good about their ability, because there's some people go, make a pie, I don't know where to start.
That's true.
So
that
it's good to have those skilled people that that know they can do them well and are really want to share them with you. Now, this is a fundraiser, of course, for the museum.
You don't
do many of those a year, but this is one of those.
We only do two a year, and one in the spring, and one at Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is very important to the museum's treasury for the year. So we appreciate so much the people who come and agree to pay wonderful prices for these delightful pies.
Yes,
it really does help the museum tremendously.
Yeah,
and we'd like to keep our fundraising to two a year.
Mm-hmm. And they're getting a real treasure, too. Now, when people come on Saturday, I'm assuming they don't have to pay to get in.
There is no.
Because
there is
an open
charge.
House.
You're just to come and have a delightful time. Marcia Anderson will be there at our wonderful piano. And
singing going on.
Oh, she sings all the time and plays, and she gathers people around, and they do carols, and she just keeps things just delightfully full of Christmas spirit.
Yeah, and that's part of the fun of the holiday, is to be able to join with people, even if you don't have a very good voice. When you all get together, it doesn't make any difference. You just sing whether you think you can or not. Just join in. Now, in addition to the pies, Shona, I understand you have some peanut butter. No, peanut brittle.
Peanut brittle, yes. Mecca Landon makes peanut brittle. She donates it to the museum, and then we sell it, and it's wonderful. She makes it every Christmas. And I'm not a peanut brittle fan, but that is the best.
Oh, yeah. And if you're a fan, you are a great fan.
That is the best.
Yeah. That was one of my dad's favorite candies. You didn't have to get him any chocolate or anything else, just peanut brittle. That was great. And I forgot when we were talking about decoration, well, in addition to Santa's, you have lots of poinsettias.
Yes, we do. Each year, Conyers are very gracious and donate many boxes of poinsettias to us. So in between all the Santas, we have Conyers beautiful poinsettias. And this year, they are Christmas red.
Okay, my favorite, actually. There's lots of beautiful ones, but I love the Christmas red ones. Just maybe I'm kind of old-fashioned or something, but that's my favorite. So let's talk a little more about those pies, because I know you've had to go out and recruit. Not everybody knows until you tell them that this is an opportunity to make a pie.
That's true, and you were with me when Kenner donated again. We have tried to get different people this year so that it's not the same people donating, but Kenner will have her grandma's Christmas apricot pie. Miss Nini is donating, I think she's doing a coffee cake. And then Jen Becker, and also Carolyn
Hartman?
Ortiz from Messina.
Orkies.
Thank you. I always mispronounce her name, and that's why I looked at you for help, because I knew what Lila was telling me wasn't correct either.
Yes.
But she's making her wonderful oatmeal pie. Ooh. And those are old family recipes.
Yes. And Carolyn, some of you will remember, had a bed and breakfast in Elkhorn, so she's...
Yes,
she's
the traveling companion.
Yes, Tria, a great foodie, and people love to go there to eat, so that's just... Kudos to Carolyn for doing that. And that's just a few of them. There will be many more.
Oh, yes.
And I know that last year I was there, and, you know, local people from Griswold, just right close to the area, and other people say, oh, yes, they just make the best whatever kind of pie, raisin pie, apple pie, whatever.
We have homemade goodies for everyone coming to the open house. Even if they're not interested in the pie auction, they can still come and have some goodies and some hot cider and coffee and
join in the fun.
Visit and sing some Christmas carols.
Yes. And, just a great time to go to the museum. Now, hours for the museum, I'm thinking we're sort of getting here to the end.
Well, Saturday actually is the last day. And so we start at 1, finish whenever the last person leaves, and then it's by appointment. So it would be call Lila or myself, and if we can't do it, we'd find another board member, and at any time we'll give you a tour.
And I think that's great if people have family coming in maybe that haven't ever been there. This would be
I did a tour last year on Christmas Day.
Oh, my.
And it was delightful.
Yes. Well, and I'm sure the people who were there really appreciated
that. Yes, we had a good time.
Yes, very good. Mm-hmm. So, and I think it's also posted on the door, but it'd be good to plan a little further ahead than that.
Yes, it is. It's much better rather than standing at the door with your cell phone. Well, I'm standing here now.
Right.
And call ahead and we'll.
Shona Putnam and Lila Hogoveen, as you said, both are in the Griswold area in the phone book. Now, the other thing that, you know, okay, so the museum is closing until next spring, but Lila, what if people want to know about the museum this winter? Are you willing to go tell people about it?
Absolutely. Shona and I have done lots and lots of programs, and we enjoy doing them for them, and we have a variety, actually, whether you want to know about how it started and all of the problems getting going with it, whether you want to know the updating, whether you want to know the history of Atlantic, we have that film ready. We also have now a film on Griswold, and we are starting a Lewis film, which isn't done yet, but we are in the process. And
I might have known. You never quit. You guys quit. So, but those are, you know, when you go to that area, then I'm sure people really appreciate because they don't know all that history that you research and put
into
this little program. So good thing to know, because I know a lot of groups look for programs, and to me this is a real plus that they get to find out about a local area and can kind of share that with other people.
And we're glad to go out to their meetings or have them come to the museum.
Okay, that's an option for both of them. And one other thing I wanted to mention was the all the little buildings. If people haven't been there to see the barns and
the
school, a whole room full of unbelievable replicas. Yeah,
it truly is.
Yeah. So Shona, let's end up here by just reminding folks about what's happening this week. weekend.
All right. The museum will open at 1 o'clock for our Christmas open house, and we will be serving refreshments and homemade baked goodies, with the pie auction starting at 2 o'clock with Chuck Reakin. He is our auctioneer. And we have, I believe, 24 pies to auction off.
Okay.
From all over Cass County.
Great. Sounds like
and it's
wonderful.
this Saturday. 1 o'clock.
All right. Thank you so much, Shawn Putnam and Lila Hogeveen, for coming in.
Merry Christmas.
Yes. Until next time, here's a thought. Christmas isn't a season. It's a feeling.